Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The final hour of the Rob Brown Show starts right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the hashtag Friday Football Fiesta.
By the way, this is a Halloween.
Oh, I'm 100% good with it.
It's from American Werewolf in London.
First off, the world originally. The world just in general needs more Creedence Clearwater Revival. We'd all be better off with more CCR.
I think most of them dead, though.
I'm not saying they aren't. I'm just saying, like, I do believe you are still allowed to play their music after they're dead. I think that's allowed.
Okay, so you're saying I won't get in trouble. Okay, all right, cool.
We'll find out.
Not that I care.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Friday Football Fiesta rolls on here on a Halloween edition of the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown. He is the great one, Lonzo. And now, as it is the Friday Football Fiesta, and Friday football, ladies and gentlemen, belongs to the fellas that play under the bright lights in high school stadiums around this great country of ours. And that, yes, includes right here in the upstate of South Carolina. And to talk about it, who else but the gentlemen that run the Moving the Chains podcast, which you can find online. Their website is movingchains.com. Ain't no G in that, movingchains.com. That is the same handle for their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. And the podcast can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever major podcasts are found. Joining us this a.m. to give you a run through the high school Friday night slate. We got Jarrell Hendricks. We got John Epps. Fellas, how we doing, boys?
I'm doing great.
I was going to say, I see the effort from John. It's A-plus hustle, but just D-minus execution with the mic being off, buddy.
It's early, man.
Yes, Lonzo and I are the two guys that you want to use the excuse at 9 o'clock. It's early. We've been up 6 hours, amigo. It's not early, John. Get it together, buddy.
Listen, both of them are stunned by our amazing outfits.
That might be
and
it.
It's, you know, and that's the reason why they didn't both just that's jump fair. In.
I am not wearing sleeves. That might be it. Jarrell, what's up, big dog?
It's the gun show. That's what it
is. I'm great, man. You guys look fantastic on this Halloween. I mean, I am super impressed by the costumes. Look at me wearing a polo shirt. I'm just about to go to work. You guys are about to wrap up, but, you know, I appreciate the efforts. Not sure what John's talking about today. How can you not be pumped up on a Halloween going into week 10 here
Thank
in
you.
High school football in the upstate?
I want you both to know we also took bets on which of our guests today were going to show up in costume, and I am 3 for 3 because I didn't think any of y'all were going to do it.
No chance.
Too cool, John Epps, you too cool for a costume?
Well, I don't know if that's I don't know about all that.
See? I told you John would be willing to dress up. And where is Kevin? Trick or treating.
No, he's not. No, Kevin. He's not.
He might be.
Okay.
No, Kevin's doing some work today, big sale, but we're gonna let Kevin off easy today. I wanna give him a shout out. He's gonna be acknowledged this weekend as a member of the Roaring Ten for Clemson University. Young Alumni Association. They're throwing around that word young a little too liberal.
Little liberal with the word young, but I respect him taking advantage of it. All right. Fellas, let's get in to the Friday night slates, and let's start off, Jarrell, with a game, as always, that you will hear right here on the Fan Upstate, the seductive, sultry tones of one Cole Bryson, the voice of the Burns Rebels, as they are on the road at Boiling Springs. Where are we at with the Rebels and Boiling Springs?
Man, you got to – I mean, the Burns Rebels, I mean, they got to be flying high right now. I mean, they're coming off a huge win, you know, over rival Spartanburg. I mean, they've stretched together, put together a couple wins. You know, they've kind of been a little inconsistent. We talked a few weeks ago. They were sitting at 4-3, and we're like, man, you look at the guys on this squad, and they should not be performing at this level, but they've really kind of figured it out. I mean, just absolutely thumped a pretty decent Spartanburg team that's also having a little roller coaster of a season. But you got to think, you know, going into this game with Boiling Springs, who's coming off a pretty, you know, crushing loss to a good Riverside bunch who we'll talk about later in overtime, that this is the type of, you know, stretch run towards the end of the season that can help you, you know, put some things together as you go into the playoffs. So you got to like their momentum. Trey Segura had a monster game. You know, he can go off at any time. They're loaded with stars there. I mean, I think they win this game pretty easily. I think the confidence and the vibes are high over at Duncan. And, you know, we'll see what Boiling Springs is able to do. I mean, with 5A getting split, pretty much everyone gets in the playoffs. Again, they've been rebuilding this year. But I really like what I've seen out of the Burns Rebels the last few weeks.
John, let me get your thoughts on this game and maybe from a more macro perspective. I asked Kevin last week, I'll ask you this week. This Burns team is interesting in that they have bounced up and down. They've had some games where you go, there it is. That's a quality football team. They've had some other games where you're like, yo, what happened? They did ride Trey Segura, who was the Fan Upstate Player of the Week this week, to an incredible performance last week. Is this a spot where maybe it's because of quality of opponent, maybe it's because where we are on the schedule, maybe it's because we're building momentum to the playoffs? John Epps, what has kept Burns from playing consistent football over the course of the year, and do you think they are in a spot where they can start to do so heading into the postseason? Your mic's off again, John. I want you to know, I believe in you.
I'm trying to do too much over here.
Dial in, buddy. I need you to lock in, John. I need you to lock in.
I'm ready now. So I think for Burns, much like myself, the little bit of inconsistency, and I see it more so in the offense. You know, the talent, we talked about the talent all year. The talent is there. The senior leadership is there. They've got experience. It's just putting it all together in a game. I think that's more so on the offensive side of the football. But I think tonight they got a great chance to really put two back-to-back weeks together, really, really good football. Looking at Kane Rogers to have a good night tonight. And I tell you what, this lines up really well for Burns, because if you can end the season with two strong outings going into the playoffs, gives you a ton of confidence and, you know, really gets you in that rhythm as a team to really perform, produce, and execute at a high level. I think Burns is in great shape. I think we see a good performance by them tonight, and they're going to be a scary team in the playoffs.
All right, I like it. Let's get into some of the other contests on the slate this evening. Greenville is at TL Hanna.
Yeah, it's a Greenville team that started out pretty strong. They've got some really good talent on this football team. They're young, but lately the defense has slipped a little bit. They suffered a tough one over at Chandler Stadium last week, losing 45-14 to Hillcrest. You look at TL Hanna, a little bit of an opposite story for the Yellow Jackets. They started off the season getting the belt put on them by Burns 30-10. They haven't lost since. They've had some close games in the middle of the season, but last few weeks, they have really turned it up, especially on the offensive side of the football. Amari Nance leading the way for TL Hanna on the offensive side of the ball. This is a really good team, and this is the time of the year that TL Hanna really comes alive. I expect TL Hanna to win this ball game, and they're going to be another team that's going to be very dangerous come playoff time.
I like it. I like it. Jarrell, Riverside at Spartanburg.
Yeah, we briefly touched on both of these teams, talking about the other two as we previewed them. I mean, Riverside's a bunch, and I think it's consistent in this whole region 2-5A, and we've always talked about it being like a slugfest between these teams. I just think most of them have kind of taken a step back, and they're not as good, you know, as they have been in years past, and it's kind of showed us some parity amongst them. So this Riverside bunch, you know, they're coming off that that big win last week over Bowling Springs. And then we're talking about, Spartanburg, who got thumped by Burns. So I really don't know what to make of both of these teams. I think Riverside's going to, you know, ride that wave and win this game. I like what the Warriors do, especially on offense. The Spartanburg defense is not what it typically is, especially what we saw last week. And so I'm going to ride with the Warriors in this one.
I like it. Crescent at Pendleton, John.
Yeah, these are two schools that have quietly put together pretty good seasons. Pendleton started off a little bit slow, but once they got into region play, have really put together. They don't get a whole lot of talk because they're in the same region as Belton Honeypath, and BHP has just been rolling everyone in the upstate last few years. But these are good teams in their own right. Crescent's really played good football as late. They had a really nice win over at Chesney last week, 45-36. For the Tigers, Amiri Acker, a really good playmaker on the offensive side of the ball for Crescent. I think they're a little bit better of a team than Pendleton. I like them to win this game, even though it's on the road. Crescent's a good team. And I tell you what, this is a game you can see a lot of points in this game tonight. Both offenses have it rolling. They could really light it up. This would be a fun game to be at.
I like it. I like it. Southside Christian at Carolina High.
This is what I mean. This Southside Christian bunch, they're coming off a huge win. They should blank a really, really good Christchurch team in a rivalry game there. Again, new coach there, Jonathan Guest. So they're you know, kind of putting it together. We'll see. I think they're going to be building towards the future, but a good way to end this season. You know, Carolina High just don't typically have it in football each and every year. So I think obviously they're going to win this one easily. But watch the Southside Christian bunch as we go into the playoffs as well. Could get really hot.
Daniel at Greer.
Greer is a scrappy bunch. And late in the year, you can never take these guys lightly, especially when you're playing with them under the water tower over there at Greer. But this Daniel team, I mean, it is rinse and repeat with these guys. They are another group of individuals that are really, really good, really, really talented. They start off a little bit shaky at the beginning of the year. There's a game at Clinton I watched, and that's Clinton with no T. And they found a way to win. They found a way to win. They had a huge comeback in the fourth quarter. Their last big game was against Seneca, a really good Seneca squad, and they showed up for that game too. When they have to show up, they show up. And this Daniel team, I think they'll show up again tonight. This would be a win to propel them into the playoffs and another seemingly deep run. But what's interesting about Daniel this year, they're not really the favorite in the upstate 4A bracket. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle tonight and then how they handle going into the playoffs being, I wouldn't say underdog, but not necessarily the favorite.
Let's go to Belton Honeypath at Walhalla.
And you look at this BHP bunch, and they're undefeated, so perfect season. The problem with them is we don't know how good they are week 10 of the season because of the level of competition they've been able to play. I mean, they've absolutely steamrolled everybody. I mean, a lot of your upstate listeners will probably understand this from like a Clemson perspective where, you know, they played in the ACC those years, had really, really good teams, but didn't really see it until the playoffs or bowl games or things like that. And I feel like that's kind of what this BHP bunch is this year. Can't say enough good things about Coach Blackson there and what he's done after losing Marquez Henderson. I mean, they just plugged in some new guys and just kept it rolling. Have a veteran quarterback there, Noah Thomas, who's played some really good football. Tajay Watson-Martin was our player of the week last week. I think they're going to roll in this one. Walhalla's reeling a little bit. Their coach actually went over to Daniel this past offseason, Chris Stone. So they're kind of putting those things together. I think BHP rolls, finishes off a perfect regular season, and we'll see what they do in the playoffs.
All right, let's wrap it up with Eastside at Dorman, boys.
Eastside, an improved bunch. They have been a very competitive group all year long. Dorman, a really, really good football team. They seem to have it figured out as well now. They've got some strong play on offense, and they're really good defensively too. Getting to play this game at home, senior night for some really talented seniors. I like the Cavaliers to win this one.
High school Friday night lights all over the upstate tonight. We did have a texter ask the question, fellas, about Burns in the playoff. Will they catch a first round bye? Is there a chance for home field advantage? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I don't think it sets up for them to get a bye just because of the way it is. I mean, it could be close. with the 5A getting split, and we'll really dive into this next week on our preview show as far as like a playoff coverage, it just kind of depends on how things shake out, because that region's so tight and the way it splits off with Division One and Division Two and then playing amongst themselves there. I'm not really sure with them being in big 5A that they'll get a bye, but there is potential for that.
And there's an RPI equation in all of this as well that really throws a wrench in it. And that RPI, I have not dived into yet, because it's, to me, it's too early to do it until we get past this week to really look at once the playoffs shake out. But it'll be fun to see how that bracket is formed here coming up pretty soon, shortly after games Friday. I think I want to say the bracket might come out on Monday, but we'll have a good idea where people are going on Saturday and where Burns will be slotted in that playoff. But 5A is going to be tough. 5A is going to be very tough. It's going to be very competitive, upper state, lower state, no matter where Burns goes or has come into Nixon Field. But it'll be fun, and Burns is going to be competitive enough to where they can play with anybody.
Those damn nerds and their math and my football. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, Jarrell Hendricks, John Epps from the Moving the Chains podcast. No G to their website, movingchains.com. Same handle on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Most importantly, the podcast drops on on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever podcasts are found. What is the schedule the next few days as we get to the end of the regular season and start looking ahead to postseason brackets?
Yeah, there's some big time matchups tonight. We're going to be doing some coverage down in the Midlands. Got Irmo, Dutch Fork. I mean, the way 5A split with D1 and D2. These are essentially, for us, the top two teams in each division. Obviously, Dutch Fork is a contender every year. This Irmo program played for a state title last year, so it should be a heavyweight matchup for that region championship down there in the Midlands.
I like it. Jarrell Hendricks, John Epps, Moving the Chains, talking Friday Night Footballs. Boys, good to have you. Are we gonna find you stumbling around the upstate dressed in costume on Halloween night, fellas? Or is just like, is your costume just guys who are too cool for a costume?
I might get into a costume tomorrow night.
There you go. It's a weekend, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We got all weekend, right?
I do have a quick question, though. What was your go-to Halloween costume growing up?
Ooh, I love being a football player.
Yeah, not me. I was pretty lame. I've always been lame when it comes to dressing up and things like that. Just go to the store, grab a mask, throw on one of those black robes or something like that. You know, scream mask, scary mask face, ripping on and off. I'm really easy. I'm just there for the candy and the vibes.
Candy corn guys, yes or no? This is like the most divisive question in Halloween history. Candy corn guy, yes or no?
I love candy corn.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I thought it was gross. Now that I've become an adult, I actually enjoy it.
That's the right answer. That's exactly the right answer. Jarrell and John, boys, appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the weekend, fellas.
Thanks, guys.
You got it.
Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up in the very next segment, we have a gentleman that I very much love talking college football with. We have a gentleman that I am going to predict now when we'll find out the answer. I'm going to say not a candy corn guy, but we're going to find out and also get his thoughts on the entire college football landscape. We got Jeff Landry getting involved with the LSU situation. What the hell is happening in Auburn? Are we done with Colorado and Dion? And turns out there's a lot of football games to talk about, which we will do with Denton Day, the host of SiriusXM's College Football Overtime, next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, a scary good edition of the broadcast here on an All Hallows Eve, ladies and gentlemen. You got the OG WrestleMania, the WrestleMania 1 Undertaker, the American Badass all dressed in black. Just a couple of Undertakers running the show for you today, mainly because my very expensive, in fact, irresponsibly expensive, in fact, I haven't talked about it at home because the wife will get really mad at me, expensive Kane outfit did not make it in time. So
I am so disappointed.
Trust me.
About that.
Not as disappointed as I am.
I mean, because
I was going to do the whole show in the mask.
Dude, that would have been amazing. I don't know how we would have mic'd that, but we'll figure something out.
Welcome back to the Rob Brown Show. Talking college football.
We are talking college football now, ladies and gentlemen. And to do so, we take a virtual road trip up to the greater Washington, D.C. area. That is where we find a very handsome, devilishly handsome, dare I say, on Halloween young man who is the host of College Football Overtime on SiriusXM, also a host and producer on the BetMGM Network, and just my guy, Denton Day, joining us on the show. Denton Day, candy corn guy, yes or no?
You adequately predicted my response to candy corn. It is trash, and anyone that consumes it is weird.
See, I'm with our buddy Jarrell in the last segment. Hated as a kid, for some reason, as an adult, circled back around, and now I love it. I assume that that just means I am well on my trajectory to, at some point in the next few years, asking at least one child, do you want a hard candy? Because I feel like that's the progression.
No, you're already there. I want to say I've been a candy corn guy since I was a kid, and I can confirm I am weird.
Oh, dude, if you gave me candy corn on Halloween, you were guaranteed your house was getting TP'd that night. Guaranteed.
You're getting ding-dong ditched or something. Well, I feel like the next step for you, Rob, is giving out not just hard candy, but like Lifesaver mints.
Dude, would you
like? Not even like the fruity ones, just the mints.
About the extra large pack of Werther's Originals, boys.
Look out. Hey, your candy corn that you got in your Halloween bag back in the day, was it uncovered?
It came in these little boxes.
Okay, so it wasn't just candy corn just thrown in your
box. No, it's not like a handful. Oh, my God.
No, that does happen.
I appreciated the little boxes because it made it easier to treat candy corn the way I treated it as a kid, which is just straight into the garbage. Now as an adult, dude, I will buy a bag of it and just munch through the holidays.
There were certain houses we wouldn't go to because of what went on in those houses, and if you got something uncovered, it was laced with something, so you didn't want to do that.
All right, let's talk about fun things again. Denton Day joining us here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. I got a couple Denton Day. I want to run through the game, some of the bigger ones, more impactful ones, as we get our first college football playoff rankings next week. But I got a couple of kind of like not game specific questions for you. The first one, and we can keep this one like 60-second answer. Are we done with Colorado? Like, are we done with Colorado?
I've been done with Colorado for this entire year. I think I've watched them and paid attention week number one, and then after week number one, I was like, all right, that's enough. They don't have a superstar. I'm good.
Yeah, I was I'm in the same boat, and I'm at the point now where respect Deion Sanders, the athlete. Don't even have an issue with Deion Sanders, the coach, but I think the theory I had going in, which was, there is a big difference between being a celebrity who can get good players to come because they want to play for Deion versus, you know what, on Saturday you got to put on a headset and call some plays and make some changes. And I didn't think that was there, and I think it has been exposed this year.
Yeah, eventually you're going to have to actually win football games, and they cannot actually win football games. So I do question the longevity of Deion there. He got so many health issues, man. Like, why would you still put yourself through it? You're already rich. You're already getting paid. You're Deion Sanders. Like, step off, you know?
Yeah, I'm good with that. All right, question number two. Of the following three teams, Denton Day, which of them is the most for real? Which of them is most likely to win a national championship in the year 2025? Is it my Georgia Tech Rambling Wreck, the Vanderbilt Commodores, or the Texas Tech Red Raiders?
Oh, that's a great question. So it's definitely not Texas Tech because their quarterback situation is kind of weird. It's like on and off and on and off and on and off. And relationship advice to the listeners. Never, you know what? Understand your worth. Don't do the on and off stuff. I would probably say Georgia Tech. I think Vanderbilt has, they're kind of running the course a little bit. And Diego Poppy is a good player. I like that he wants the Heisman Trophy. I don't think he's anywhere near deserving if you just look at numbers of the Heisman Trophy, but he does make big plays. The problem is I do think you will start to see them get more and more exposed as you play better and better teams. There's a level of physicality that Georgia Tech has that I don't think everyone else around the country can match. So I would say of those three, the Georgia Tech is the most likely.
I'm good with that. Can they?
No.
Okay.
No, I think there's probably, I would comfortably say three teams that can win. And then I would uncomfortably say there's probably another four teams, but Georgia Tech is not in that group of seven.
I would like to add, because Buckeye Mike just checked in and said Indiana has a better shot than those three, and I agree. And the reason, Denton Day, that I did not put Indiana in that question is because I think Indiana could win a national championship.
No, of the three teams that I am comfortably, that I can envision them winning the championship, Indiana is one of them. It's Indiana, it's Ohio State, it's Alabama. Those are the three best teams in college football right now. I know Bama got pushed a little bit last week, but you know, Ty Simpson is a really good player, and he's a really good quarterback. I still feel like Alabama might have a little bit of flaws, but as I look at Indiana and Ohio State, I don't see flaws. They're good on offense. They're good on defense. They can get after the passer. They can throw the football. They can run the football. Both of those two teams out of the Big Ten do everything exceptionally well.
I am in complete agreement. All right, two more, then we'll start looking at some of the bigger games of the weekend. Here is the best way that I have come up with to word this question, Denton Day. What is Auburn?
They are a football team.
Yep.
They are a team that wears blue and orange.
Yep.
And if they are smart, they will suffer through at least another year of Hugh Freeze.
Why do you say that?
Joining the open market now is a bad idea because there are not enough coaches. There are good coaches that are available, certainly, but there are not enough sexy hires. And if you're Auburn and you're firing Hugh Freeze after what went down with Brian Harsin and what went down with Gus Malzahn, you kind of need a sexy hire. You are not a better job than LSU, Penn State, or Florida. If Florida State hits the open market, you might not be a better job than Florida State. So you got to understand who you are, what your program is, and realize that this might not be the year to make a coaching change because you are getting bottom, not bottom of the barrel, but you're probably getting bottom of the barrel coaches. Everyone's signing extensions this time around. I think people learned from 2021.
Yeah, Kurt Cignetti with a $96 million deal kind of flipped everything on its head. 30-second answer on this one. Hilarious or not that Lane Kiffin is suddenly like the most sought after. The dude used to be a pariah. Now he's the most sought after head coach and could theoretically change the way that college football coaches are compensated.
Yeah, I think that is hilarious. And I do think he's going to change the way the college football coaches are compensated. I don't know that he's leaving. I think he's staying at Ole Miss. I think in the next week or two, we'll probably get some news of an extension for Lane Kiffin. But that also, Rob, speaks to kind of what I was just alluding to. There's not a lot of sexy hires right now. You know, Brian Kelly is obviously not a sexy hire at the moment. Lincoln Riley is not a sexy hire. Like, these guys were all big-time names. Like, you're not going and taking them. And all the coaches that you would consider as sexy hires, well, they're getting extensions and schools are realizing we're going to keep you. We're not going to go through this process. We'll just, hey, Kurt Cignetti, you're the big name. Well, we got nearly $100 million and we're Indiana. So everyone else has that money too.
Yeah. Yeah. That was in the kind of the spot I'm in. And there's one more thing that makes this interesting. And this is the last one. Jeff Landry, governor of Louisiana, suddenly decides he wants to be the athletic director as well as the governor of the state of Louisiana. I find this interesting for two reasons. Number one, don't love not football guys making football decisions for a program, A, and B, if we get to a point that governors are getting involved because they can use it as a political tool, which I'm going to tell you right now, if Jeff Landry is like, I hired the next head coach and he wins titles, like that will keep him as governor of the state of Louisiana. I just don't like the highest authority in the state getting involved in head coaching decisions for major institutions. This whole situation around LSU isn't just making what I think is the best college football coaching job in the land. Suddenly I'm looking at it, and if I am Lane Kiffin, I'm like, do I really want to go there with the knowledge that if I upset the governor, he might bring the hammer down? And especially if, like, you're maybe a younger coach with a little more progressive political ideology, like, I think this is hurting LSU a lot.
Drastically. I mean, they are, Rob, if you take every single program and stack them in a line and say, who is the best job? At worst, LSU is 3. Ohio State is 1. And then you can have a discussion with Texas and LSU as to who you want to put number 2, who you want to put number 3. If you're just looking at football resources area, right? That. When you get the governor involved and that dope of a governor that he is, you just completely blow up the spot. And if he wants to, like, I know he's not smart enough to realize this, but I wish that he were. If you're already taking credit for the next coach and thinking that, hey, if he wins, I'm going to be here for forever. Well, if you hire the next coach and he sucks, they're going to come storming down your door because this was your decision. And the people of Louisiana, they don't give, I don't want to say they don't give a damn, but they don't give a damn about the Saints. They don't give a damn about the Raging Cajuns. They care about LSU. That is an LSU first state in Louisiana when it comes to everything. They don't care about, you ain't going to Pelicans games. You know what I mean? They're going to LSU games. And if you screw this up because you wanted to give yourself the old politician reach around and make yourself a little bit more important than you actually are, they're going to come knocking down your door. I mean, the guy's a dope. It's not to say that Scott Woodward's awesome, by the way. I don't think that he is. I think he has a track record that shows he's, you know, anything but awesome. But the politicians need to stay in their lane. I mean, they have for how many times, Rob, have you ever been tweeted, stick to sports? I need them damn politicians to be sticking to all that political nonsense. Like, get out of our lane here.
Let's get hashtag stick to politics trending. I like it. All right, let's run through some of the big games of the weekend. Don't have to go into great detail about these games, but obviously got to get your thoughts. Clemson-Duke. Duke can absolutely beat Clemson. This game, to me, Denton Day, comes down to Clemson's front seven defensively. Take Darian Mensah out of the game, you win the game. Let him run around, you lose the game. That, to me, is a very simple game.
And that's why Clemson should win, because they still have a great defensive front seven. With all of the flaws that they have in other positions, they still have a really good defensive front seven. So I do like Clemson. I think they'll make it difficult on Mensah, and I am just generally done with Duke. I bet them a couple times this year. They have lost me money. I am selfishly done with them.
Fair enough. South Carolina at Ole Miss. This may be I've been told this is hot takey. I don't think it is. I think there are some spots based on Denton Day, what we saw for 3.5 quarters against Alabama, where defensively the edge was being set to keep Ty Simpson and the running backs hemmed in the pocket. On the offensive side of the ball, I'm not convinced Mike Shula was calling the plays, because suddenly we're seeing stuff that they weren't doing. We're starting to see different blocking schemes, etc. If the South Carolina that played 3.5 quarters shows up against Ole Miss and they can keep Trinidad Chambliss in the pocket, and they are a little bit more creative offensively, I think this is, I'm not going to say they will upset Ole Miss, I think it's an upset alert game. But if we go back to that boring ass, we lost us a bunch out of our first seven games offense for South Carolina, I think they'll get run out of Oxford. And I think it's one or the other.
So I feel like I'm a pseudo pulling an Isaiah Thomas here. They have the criteria to do the things that you just described. I don't know that they can execute that. It felt like the game last week was, dare say, like the final stand of the season. Hey, we're going to give it our all against Alabama, and we're going to see what happens. And for, as you mentioned, 3.5 quarters, it looked really, really good, but then Alabama did Alabama things. So I do wonder if there was a little bit of deflation after that one, to say that was the best Lenore Sellers I thought had looked in a long time. That was the best the defense has looked in a long time, and it still wasn't enough. Now, I do think there is something to say about playing spoiler. And I think if I'm Beamer, I'm really laying into, hey, like, let's go spoil their season. Like, let's make it really difficult. They're a good team. They're overlooking us. I would lean into all of that. But I do think what I saw from Ole Miss last week was something that I did not expect, which is they looked complete. And Lane Kiffin, I thought, was really, really good in that game. So I think Ole Miss might be legit.
Penn State, Ohio State preseason might have been game of the year. And now it's like not even game of the noon time slot. Buckeyes minus 19 and a half in this one. Okay. Like, yeah.
That line's been moving a little bit, which is odd, but take the under on Penn State. There has not been a team that can score against Ohio State, and you have a freshman quarterback, or at least a very young quarterback, and he's going up against Matt Patricia. And in the NFL, when you say going up against Matt Patricia, you think that's really good for the other side. But in college, when you're going up against Matt Patricia as a young quarterback, you are doomed. You are going to be in the five stages of hell for the entirety of the afternoon or the entirety of the evening. That's what I anticipate is going to happen when Penn State takes the field. I would take their under in whatever capacity you can get it, and they're not going to score a lot of points unless Ohio State just gives up in the final, let's just say, 4 minutes because they're up 40.
Based on something you said in an answer a couple of minutes ago, I think we're going to be up on opposite sides of this, Denton Day, so I really do want your thoughts on Vanderbilt at Texas. Don't know if Arch is a go yet or not. But here's the thing that jumps out at me. You know Diego Pavia, we talk about him every week. Dog lives for this kind of game. Love Clark Lee, football dude. These are the games he gets his squad up for. Vanderbilt's defensive line is quietly amassing one of the best statistical years of the defensive lines in the SEC, which is not something I thought I would have said a number of weeks ago. I think, considering Texas's offensive line is very leaky, and they may end up going the backup quarterback whose only experience is at the FCS level with a couple of spot duty exceptions this year, buddy, I think Vanderbilt can win this game outright.
I do think they can. I do wonder if they will, though. Because Pavia is a fun story, but I need to see more from him in terms of the explosives. You know, I think you need a lot more explosive plays down the stretch of the season in the SEC, regardless of who you're playing. Because I don't really think that Texas is fantastic. I don't. Although it is crazy, Rob, they're still alive for the college football playoff. It's not plausible, or not probable, rather, but it is plausible. Their final few games are a gauntlet, certainly, but if they beat Vanderbilt, they'll be 7-2, and then you start to look at that schedule and say, well, if they win this thing out, they're going to be looking all right. I almost wonder, though, if having Arch is actually a detriment to Texas. Is that, like, crazy to say? Even if the guys only played in the FCS, at least that was, you know, meaningful football, whereas Arch really hadn't played a ton of that. This is the game that I am, as a gambler, staying away from, because I don't know, like, that line is there for a reason, and I have my principles on how I gamble, but I just cannot trust Texas enough to believe that is worth my money.
I am in the same boat. Had a few more that I wanted to get to. Unfortunately, out of time because all of the crazy stuff that's been going on. So I will point out one more game that I do think is very interesting. And I think it is interesting, Denton Day, because it may very well be. In fact, I don't think very well. I think it is an eliminator game. Tennessee and Oklahoma playing a night game in Knoxville. It may not be the most impressive game of the weekend. It damn sure might be the most important because both of these teams feel good enough to be in the playoffs. Loser of this one will not be.
Loser of this one is out. Loser of this one is out without doubt, and that puts a lot of pressure. Josh Heupel's name has popped up in some of these conversations for head coaching periods. It would be very good of him if he wants to kind of showcase his abilities this weekend.
So who you got?
I got Tennessee.
Yeah, same boat. Yeah, after what I saw last week out of Oklahoma, I'm in the same.
Mateer's too inaccurate. He's a fun player, but he just misses.
Yep, I'm in the same boat. Denton Day, host SiriusXM's College Football Overtime. He is also a host and producer on the BetMGM Network. He's also my buddy and just an all-around good dude. You legend, you icon. Thank you for the time. Hear you tomorrow night on the radio. Talk to you next week, brother.
Fellas, appreciate it as always.
Always mine. Appreciate you. Denton Day at the Denton Day on X. Make sure you give him a follow. And make sure you follow us through the final break. When we come back here in mere moments from now, we'll give you some final thoughts, predictions, prognostications from the weekend. We will set you up and send you off for a spooktacular Saturday. I didn't need to say that. Rob Alonso, you, the Rob Brown Show, wrapping it up next on the Fan Upstate.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Wrapping up a Halloween edition of the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Appreciate the time of Denton Day, of Kevin and, John and Jarrell from the Moving the Chains pod, and of course Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast. A few good conversations as we roll on through a hashtag Friday football fiesta. Earlier in the show, we gave you some of the thoughts on the early slate of games across the NFL. Let's take a look at the back half of the day. We do have 2 more 1 o'clock kicks. Indianapolis is at Pittsburgh. The Colts are favored. I'll tell you why I'm interested in this game. I'm interested in this game, great one, because I think this is a game where Indianapolis gets an opportunity to start to prove, hey, we are a for real team. They had a one of the easier first halves of the NFL season. They got the Titans, they had the Dolphins, they had the Raiders, they had the Cardinals. This is a part of the season that is going to kick off where it's going to ramp up in intensity. I am in on the Colts. I think they are a good team with the emergence of Jonathan Taylor the last couple of weeks. And I think I came to the realization Danny Dimes doesn't have to be a star. It's great when he is, but he doesn't have to be for this team to be good enough to win. I like Indianapolis in this game. I like them to kind of start to win people over to maybe this is a genuine threat in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Indy's going to win this game, but I think Pittsburgh needs this win.
Pittsburgh definitely needs the win. I'm not going to disagree with that. They are now suddenly 4-3. They started the year off 4-1. They've dropped back-to-back losses to the Bengals and the Packers. This has got to be a get-right game because after this, they've got the Chargers. The Bengals, again, a team they've lost to. They're on the road at Chicago. Then they've got the Bills, Ravens back-to-back after that. So I agree. If they want to look, even if you want to say if they want to get to 9 wins and the no losing season mark stay in place, I think this one kind of feels must win to some degree. So that being said, I just think the Colts are a better football team. And I think we'll see what JT does this weekend. We'll see what Danny Dimes does. 1 o'clock game, Denver's at Houston. And this one is interesting because even though the Texans are at the home and they get the couple of points, a 3-4 Houston Texans team is a 1.5-point favorite over a 6-2 Denver Broncos team that has won 5 in a row, including wins over the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Eagles in that line. You know what this is? This is the NFL version of when Georgia Tech went on the road to Duke and was a 1.5-point underdog. Like, how are the Houston Texans favored over the Denver Broncos right now? Granted, there have been some boring Denver games, but they win them all.
Yeah, but Denver seems to be up and down. I don't know.
I mean, the play level feels that way, but they've won five in a row. That's all ups. Granted, some of them have been closer than you like. They beat the Giants by a point. They went 13-11 against the Jets in London, 21-17 against the Eagles. They keep being in these close games, but they keep winning the close games. Like, that's a good team. I don't know how they're dogs.
That's coaching is what that is, more than likely.
Hey, we'll find out. Jacksonville is at the Raiders coming up. I think this is a statement game for the Jags, too. Like, they started off the year. I thought they started off the year very well. I felt real good for a minute there about my pick of this team to win the AFC South. They are now a few games back of the said Colts with back-to-back L's. But they won three in a row with a win over the Chiefs. Before that, they go on the road to Las Vegas. This is another statement game. If Jacksonville goes on the road and does anything but beat a bad Raiders team by a couple of touchdowns, I think I may have to look and go, all right, maybe Jacksonville's just a team as opposed to the good team I thought they were. Give me the Jags in a big win over the Raiders on the road.
It's the Raiders, yeah. Jacksonville's going to win.
Saints at the Rams. The Rams favored by 14.5 points. It is the only full 2-touchdown spread in the NFL this weekend. Tyler Shuck gets his start for the Saints. Kellen Moore said yesterday they are going with Shuck. He is the permanent QB1 for the remainder of the year. So this is not going to go good. Rams by all the points. Just all the points.
I don't want to pile. I'm not even going to play.
Pile on. It's not piling on. It's just stating facts.
I'm not even going to play the thing.
Kansas City's at Buffalo.
Well, I mean, if you want me to, I can play the thing.
How? No, I don't. How is Kansas? I mean, I guess it's got to be a CBS game, so I guess it makes sense it's a 425. Anyway, Kansas City at Buffalo. The Chiefs favored by 2.5, but the Bills, of course, have been a steamroller baby since they came off the bye. They are now 5. They won one game, but they beat the crap out of the Panthers last weekend. They did drop 2 to the Patriots and the Falcons the week before that after starting 4-0, including a win over the then good Ravens with Lamar Jackson. I got to tell you right now, like, I'm buying into the Chiefs are back, baby hype. You know how I feel about Josh Allen. Give me the Chiefs on the road over the Bills.
So I'm surprised that Buffalo is not favored to win this because the Chiefs have offensive line problems. And the fact that Buffalo, I know you say they don't look at last year or the year before, Buffalo tends to win this game.
I don't disagree. Let me tell you why I think I'm on the other side. Buffalo's defense, and this is what I brought up to Rashad. The embarrassing thing for the Panthers last week was not just an offense ineptitude. It's that you couldn't find the end zone against a Buffalo's defense that is like 11 wet paper towel rolls playing. Like, this defense is bad. It's just a bad defense.
If the defense is as bad as it seems to be, Kansas City's going to have a lot of fun.
Yep.
Sunday.
We'll wrap it up with Seattle at Washington. The Seahawks -2.5. The rumor is Jaden Daniels is back for this game. Contingency pick. If Jaden Daniels is there, give me the Commanders. If he's not, give me the Seahawks. You can say yes to that. It's a good take.
Okay, yes.
Oh, I hope one thing is trending.
I'm barely hanging on here, dude. I got to be honest. Shout out to Buckeye Mike, who also got candy corn thrown in his bag. Must be an Ohio thing.
Just loose candy corn?
It must be an Ohio thing.
Psychopath is just throwing out loose candy corn.
I mean, I've told you stories. Are you really that surprised?
No, I'm not.
All right, the first thing that's X-ing is ESPN.
ESPN is X-ing because we just found out, ladies and gentlemen, mere moments ago, that ESPN, a.k.a. Disney, Hulu, the Alphabet Company, et cetera, have not reached an agreement to continue their coverage on YouTube TV, which means if you are YouTube TV exclusive, you don't have ABC, ESPN, ESPN News, SEC Network, yada, yada, yada. You don't have those channels.
That would be you, right?
That would be me.
Okay.
It's unsurprising and unshocking to me because, hey, ESPN doesn't give a damn about YouTube TV. They want you to give them their $30 a month. And so in order to make that happen, I guarantee you that they jacked the prices to YouTube TV up through the roof, which left YouTube TV in a weird spot. Do we raise everybody's prices to cover that and risk losing people? Or would you say no to ESPN? And as of right now, they've said no to ESPN, and I promise you, ESPN doesn't care because they want you to flip over. The only way ESPN's coming back is if their subscriber count doesn't go through the roof. Here's what I'm going to say. It's going to be a real good weekend for some particular websites, and I'll leave it at that. Simply going to say, your boy's probably going to go sailing this weekend, and I'll leave it there.
All right, the next thing to text in is daylight saving time.
Is that today?
Well, it's not today.
Or is it Sunday?
It's Saturday night.
Okay, and, going into Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it always a Saturday night? I think it is always
a
Saturday
night. Yeah, it is always a Saturday night.
Can we just be done with this, please? Can we just be done with this? It's the dumbest thing in the world. We are past the point that it is necessary or useful. It is nothing more than an enormous inconvenience to frickin' everybody. Can we stop? Please.
Probably not.
Good job, Arizona, being the only state that got rid of it, by the way.
So anyway, we get an extra hour.
And 6 months we turn around and give it back. Yeah, there's no bonus here.
Well, for now there is. We get an extra hour. I want that hour.
Just make it to be whichever one is the one where it's light when I get home from work. I want that one to be all the time. Can we just be that one all the time?
Okay, well, that can't be consistently right all the time.
Dude, if it is dark at 5:30 in the afternoon, you've screwed something up here. That's all I'm saying.
All right, the next thing that's Xing, if I can get this out without coughing, is Kim Kardashian.
Yes, this is the one I wanted. Kim Kardashian said yesterday that she now firmly believes that the moon landing isn't real. And in a tweet about it, she listed like four different things that have been not just debunked, but have been debunked over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then the coup d'etat. The moment that I went, I might lose hope in our country. When asked about how she gathered all this evidence for this, she said, and I quote, "Go to TikTok and see for yourself." Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know this right now, and I'm going to say the thing that is going to be maybe the most direct insult to a good portion of you thing that I've ever seen. If you get your news from TikTok, you're an idiot. Don't vote, okay? If you get your news from TikTok, don't vote. And I don't care if you follow a bunch of left-wing influencers, right-wing influencers, conspiracy theorist influencers. If you get your primary news, because there's no news on TikTok, if you get your news from TikTok or Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts or any of that, if you get your news in doses of video clips that are less than 90 seconds long, you're an idiot. Please don't vote. And if in any way, shape, or form, Kim Kardashian impacts your life at all, you're an idiot. Stop. The moon landing was not faked. The flag waves because there is no air resistance in a vacuum, and there was a metal rod to hold the flag up and extend it because it would have been a real dumb picture to have a flagpole with a draped flag that never waves. They put an iron rod across the top to hold the flag out and extend it, and as there is no air resistance, and as objects in motion stay in motion until acted upon by an outside force, the outside force when a flag is waving out in the air is the friggin' air. There's no air on the moon. So when the flag is just being jostled back and forth, it's going to keep going for a much longer time in a vacuum. You know, like the moon. It's not. Please don't get your news from TikTok. Please.
All right, so NASA actually responded to her tweet.
Do they just say, "You're an idiot"? Because I hope they just said, "You're an idiot."
No, I don't remember exactly what they said, but they said not only did we land on the moon once, we've been there like six times or something like that.
There was an entire sequence of missions called the Apollo missions. We went from 1 to 17. Then we killed it off because we lost geopolitical references and pressures to continue. But now the Artemis project is fired up, which is supposed to bring us back to the moon. And the reason is, and again, I understand, the Artemis project is only a go because China said last year they want to put people on the moon. And as soon as China said we want to go to the moon, all of a sudden, everybody's like, "Oh, America, we got to go back to the moon again." Maybe we should just do these things because they're good and awesome and they develop us as a society and a species.
It's easier to do if you have a chance to beat somebody, though. So
it's not. It's not. It could be the same thing. We could just do it.
All right, one last thing that's Xing. Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Dolphins, who got their asses kicked by the Ravens last night. Theory, prediction, prognostication. Mike McDaniel will not be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins when he goes to sleep tonight. I think you have to end it. And I'm a big Mike guy. He's going to land as an OC and a good one. But I think you got to end it. I think it's over. The experiment has failed. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, it's your own fault. Come back Monday. We'll break down the whole weekend. Enjoy your Halloween, everybody. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. See you back here Monday on the Rob Brown Show. And the Fan Upstate. Later.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.